Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and I'm coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. This is the 1,144th episode, and we are excited. We are just ready to just dive into these words that God has given me to share with you. I'm excited about sharing it with you, and I'm just so happy that you have joined in tonight, that you have taken time, maybe out of some of your busy schedules, maybe some of you are already home due to what's going on, but either way, I am grateful that you have decided to join in for tonight's episode. Again, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and I'm with One Touch Transformation. Well, if this is your first time joining in and hearing about One Touch Transformation, let me share a little bit about this organization. So this is a nonprofit organization slash my ministry slash my baby, and it's an organization that focuses on sexual abuse prevention and awareness. The organization was started in January 2014, simply off of my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse, or I should say the past of my childhood sexual abuse. The organization's mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering other victims and survivors. So we are here to encourage and empower both victims and survivors to let them know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that you can get through your past, and that you do not have to allow your past to dictate who you are or who you are destined to be or where you are destined to go, because God has great plans for you. Even though you may have an ugly past, you have a bright future. You have a beautiful future we're in, and God is excited about taking you through the storm, through the pain, the ugly, all of it, just so that you can have your butterfly wings and just blossom and fly and spread, you know, what God has done for you. Not only do we encourage and empower, you know, victims and survivors, but we go into the community and educate them about what it means to be a survivor, what sexual abuse is, how we can prevent it, or how we can start the conversation, continue the conversation so that we can help save lives, lives of the children and lives of our brothers and sisters that are hurting in our congregation. But it is so imperative to have this conversation, especially in our faith-based communities, because it is happening everywhere, but the one place that we should be able to talk about it is in our church, because we know, because it is happening everywhere, then there are some brothers and sisters in our congregation that are hurting or who have dealt with this pain or who are so familiar with what it means to go through abuse. So it is very important that we carry out this mission of One Touch Transformation, educating the community, talking about it, allowing you to know that it is okay to have this conversation. It is okay to speak up. And if you are a leader in your congregation and you are unsure of what to do, I'm here to let you know that there are resources available. There are resources available in almost every area of wherever you are, wherever you're located. There are several resources that are available for the people who are hurting. And so it's very important as a leader to even put that out there in your congregation, because there may be some conversations or some things that you're uncomfortable of talking about or some things you may just not know. And it's okay if you do not know as a leader. That's what the resources are there for. And just to throw this out there now, since I'm talking about the resources that are available, one of the largest organizations that deals with sexual abuse and allows you to even print out resources, get the stats, or find the nearest rape crisis centers in your area is the organization RAIN, which stands for the acronym of Rape Abuse Incest National Network. And if you go to their website, you will find all kinds of resources that are listed, all the information that you need, how you can read up about the different terminology when it comes to sexual abuse, rape, molestation, because I know there are so many terms that people are even unfamiliar with or just not knowing what each of them means. But you can find out all of that on the website of RAINN.org. So that's RAINN.org. So be sure to check that out whenever you get a chance. And I'm telling you, it will be very helpful. Even if you may not need the information for yourself, but I guarantee someone else will need it. So just feel free to share the website. Feel free to share even about One Touch Transformation, what we're doing, and how important it is, like I said, to have the conversation, to talk about it, because so many people are just being affected by sexual abuse and just the pain of it. So many people are still hurting. You'll never know who is going through such pain, such as either the abuse or the pain of it, of dealing with it as a child. And that's what One Touch Transformation is all about. I mean, we do so many things, or, you know, and not only in the community, but just sharing information even online. And by the end of the show, I'll be able to tell you more about what we've done and what we're preparing for even for next month. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce the topic for tonight. The topic is Crown of Honor. The Crown of Honor. I was trying to determine if I was going to use this or focus on the women, because I know some of you may have heard the phrase, like, adjust your crown. You know, we're talking about encouraging and empowering each other, you know, as sisters. So adjusting that crown and wear your crown and, you know, but I think I want to open it up and just use it for everyone, because I feel like everyone can benefit from what I'm going to talk about. So even though it is still Women's History Month, I'm still celebrating the women in my life, and I still want to, you know, acknowledge the fact, honor the women that are a part of my life. So you know who you are. I don't want to call names and offend anyone or get anyone upset with me. So if you are a part of my life, I honor you, you know, the women. So, so I think I'm going to allow this message to be for both men, women, girls, boys, because when we talk about the crown, it's not just fitting for a woman, but it's for all of us. We have a father who is a king, so we are all heirs to him, all of us. So this message will be fitting for everyone. So Crown of Honor. And I actually touched on some of this with my Sabbath school class this past weekend, and which happens to be young girls. So I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, this is so awesome. And I'll be able to use it for tonight. And there's so many things that I was able to tie in just from the past couple of weekends that we've been talking about the word honor at our church. So I'm excited. And so I hope you are too. So let's go ahead and dive in. All right. So when we think about the word honor, a number of things may come to mind, such as, you know, the meaning itself. One meaning is high respect or great esteem. And another meaning is adherence to what is right or to a conventional standard of conduct, which is one that we probably look at the most. So the higher respect, I know we probably immediately think of that when we hear honor, because we think about a judge, your honor, and the different people who are have certain levels of authority, I should say. But the other meaning, where it's talking about a standard of conduct, it also, again, ties to different ones who have a level of authority. So other things that may come to mind, people who we think of immediately, such as leaders, those in the military, those in law enforcement, those even in ministry, and I've already called out the judge, and the natural ones who are just born into royalty. So we have real kings and queens that are around the world. Now, we may not see them, you know, in our everyday life, but they do exist. And so them, they too also have a standard of conduct. it's not like they can live an everyday life like we do, but whenever you're born in a family of royalty, you carry yourself differently. You don't go certain places, you don't do certain things, you don't say certain things, you behave in a certain way. So again, all of this is connected to either high respect or a standard of conduct. All right, so now let's bring it to the spiritual side. Now, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that because I felt like this message is for everyone, then that can only mean it's simply because of the Almighty King that we serve. The Almighty King, he deserves all honor, and that's, if you are a true believer, then I feel like that is one thing that we should all agree on, that he deserves all honor. He's the one that wore the crown of thorns, you know, on the cross to save you and I from all of our sins. I mean, the ultimate price. And just that alone is enough to honor him. There are so many ways that we can honor God, but for one, the most important thing he did for us as he wore that crown, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 20, it says, "For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body. He paid a price that no man or woman can ever pay." So why not honor God? And I was just thinking and thinking about that scripture, "You were bought with a price." That sacrifice, or the purchase, if you want, whatever you want to call it, that he made for us, it's so amazing that it's still working today, as long ago as it was. The price that he paid way back then, it's still effective today. Now, that's pretty amazing. I don't know anyone or anything that can compare to that. So why not honor God? Why is it so easy, though, to honor people on this earth who are so far from perfect? We all are. But yet it's so hard to honor God who is perfect. Just think about that. We can give, I know the scripture says to give honor to where honor is due, and that's good. We can honor everyone, you know, who's on this earth, who deserves the honor. But when it comes to honoring God, why is it so difficult? And I'm not saying it does not take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. Just like it doesn't take a lot to honor a person, it doesn't take a lot to honor God. You just do it. Now, we as humans, we make it difficult. We make it difficult on ourselves. We make it hard on ourselves. But when you think about it, it really isn't. If your mind can just go back to what he did, he sent his only son. How many people are willing to sacrifice their child for the entire world? Think about it. Are you even willing to sacrifice your child for the entire world, even when the world isn't even acting right? I mean, Jesus died for us knowing, like the Father knew how we would make him upset and how we would just sin, and he loved us that much to send his son to die for us. So why not honor him? But there are so many ways that we can honor God. And there are three points that I want to hit on regarding not just honoring God, but also just honoring each other. Do you know that when we honor each other, that is one way that we honor God? It really is. But I feel like we get used to each other, or we get comfortable with one another, and we begin to somehow devalue each other. Like we're around each other so often or so much, or we get so used to just, you know, having everyday conversations that we begin to kind of lose value in each other. We see you as just another human being and not as, you know, another queen or another king. Yes, you're my sister, you're my brother. You're not just my sister, my brother, but you are another beautiful queen. you are another king. If you belong to God, then I need to honor you. I'm not saying you got to spend a lot of money. You don't have to do anything extravagant. But it's the simple things. It's the simple things. And I'm going to talk to you about three things. Three things that you can do to not only honor others, but how all of this can affect how we honor God. First of all, in Romans 12 and 10, Romans 12 and 10, it says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor preferring one another." Kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor preferring one another. So right here he's telling us, love one another and honor one another. And it's not hard to do when you think about the things when you have to do or you can do when it comes to honoring. It's not difficult. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of time. But it just honor each other. Love one another. And so the first point, treating people as special. When it comes to honor, you treat them as just special. It does not take much to buy your sister lunch or buy your brother lunch or buy them a gift card to their favorite store. You whatever they like, just do any kind of gesture. Treating them special. I mean, how does it make you feel when someone treats you special? Someone go out of their way to give you a gift card just because, not for any special occasion, not for your birthday, not for an anniversary, but just because you are you. Just appreciating someone just for being who they are and just for being a part of your life. Treating people as special. I mean, and I know it says treating people, and I was talking about going out of your way to do it for certain ones that are in your life, but just even just everyday people, treat them like they are someone. There's no greater feeling when someone, you know, treats you with the utmost respect and see you for more than just who you are. And we have to get to a place when we're like that, when we're treating, especially the ones who are our sisters and our brothers. It's one thing to do, you know, oh, man. It's one thing when you can treat a stranger better than your sister or brother, and that, I don't know why. I guess that's our flesh. We don't even know them, and we're always smiling and giving them our best smile and want to do anything for them. But when it comes to our sister and brother, we don't treat them the same way. I guess that's why I said it feels like we are losing or not seeing the value in them. We just see them as a person, and that's it. But we got to get to the place where we are treating them special, or at least treating them affection, like he tells us to. But treating people as special. Number two, doing more than what's expected. It's okay to go out of your way and do something that you wouldn't normally do for your sister or brother. Honor her. I'm going to give you a shout out today because I honor who you are. I appreciate who you are. It's okay to brag on your friends, brag on your sister and brothers. I mean, especially if they're doing something good now. If they're doing something good, it's okay to give them a shout out. It's okay to push them and motivate them and, you know, praise your pawn, as they say. Like, I love my circle of, you know, I love my circle of friends. And when I see that they're doing something, I want to push them. I want to celebrate them. It's not always about us or you and I. But we got to learn how to go out of our way, do more than what's expected. Like, I know you expect me to support you if you're my friend. Or if I'm your friend, I know you expect me to support you. But I want to do more than what you expect me to do. And number three, having a good attitude. Having a good attitude about whatever it is, even if the situation is not the best, we still got to have a good attitude when it comes to how we treat our sisters and our brothers, even when we don't agree. But it's okay if we disagree, but we got to make sure that our emotions don't get the best of us and we react out of our emotions. So having a good attitude, so treating people as special, doing more than what's expected, and having a good attitude. Now, those are three ways that we can honor each other. But we're also honoring God whenever we honor each other. And you can take those same three points and apply that to honoring God, because we know we always want Him first in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He tells us to seek Him first. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. Nothing else comes before Him. So the number one person that we want to honor, or the number one being, the number one supreme that we want to honor is God. Acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Those scriptures, like putting Him first, seeking Him first, that's important. Most important. So before we honor each other, of course, we know we need to honor God. And as long as we honor God, then that'll make it easier for us to honor each other. When we begin to know who God is and experience God for ourselves and honor Him and glorify Him, then He allows us to honor each other. We shouldn't have a problem honoring each other as long as you honor God first. But unfortunately, we do see that it is so hard for us to honor each other or just take the time out and say, hey, I appreciate you for who you are. And they're not just, you know, just an everyday person. But if you're a believer and I'm a believer and we have this commonality, then I shouldn't have a problem honoring you or have a problem going out of my way to do something special for you. And I'm not saying you got to do something special for them every day. But take some time out to let people know that you appreciate our fellow sisters and brothers. And so those same three ways that I just talked about when it comes to honor each other, we use those same principles to honor God. Treating people as special, we're going to treat God because He's special, treating Him as special, putting Him first, making sure that we seek Him first, making sure that we acknowledge Him, making sure that we don't put anything else before Him. Family, job, friends, whatever it is. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And gods are not always just idols. Gods can turn into the things that we put our focus on the most. When any time it comes before God, then it has become an idol or a false god. So when He tells us, thou shalt have no other gods before me, He does not want us to pay more attention to the things of life or the things that we love to do, or people, whatever it may be. He said, no other gods before me. So He is number one in our life. He is priority in our life. So treating God, not people, but treating God as special, making Him feel like, God, you are number one. You're the first person I'm going to talk to in the morning. So I want to make sure I put you first. I want to treat you like I don't treat anyone else. Now, when you get to the point when you're treating things or treating people better than you treat God, then you have moved Him from the top. He is no longer priority. When things begin to come before God, things, people, places, hobby, whatever it is, and there's, you know, when you eliminate God out, then He's no longer the priority. Now, when your formula is God plus whatever you're doing, then, okay, you're good to go. But anytime there is that thing, then plus God, then you're going to mess up the formula. You can't be successful, especially not spiritually. With your spiritual life, God has to be number one. So treating Him special. Number two, doing more than what's expected. Now, we know that there are some things that God, you know, He expects us to do. Yeah, He expects us to read our word every day, or however you read, but He expects us to read. He expects us to pray. So He expects us to talk to Him and hopefully and daily however many times a day you do it, but he expects us to talk to him. He expects us to fast. You know, just the everyday, I guess, Christian routine, like those are the things that he expects. But what can we do to go above and beyond what he expects us to do? So remember, number two was doing more than what's expected. There are some things that we can do that can, you know, that goes above and beyond than what God expects. Yes, God knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows us better than anyone else. So like I said, he expects us to do certain things. But what are some things that you can do that will go above and beyond to honor God? What else can you do besides, you know, pray, read your word, and fast? What else can you do? How are you treating your neighbors? Are you looking out for the poor? Are you looking out for the elderly? Are you doing things in your community that can, you know, make an impact on the kingdom of God? What are you doing out, I guess I should say, what are you doing outside the four walls? Or is everything that you do limited to the four walls? You doing to go above and beyond, I guess, the, I would say, quote-unquote, normal Christian life? Are you able to do more than just pray in the four walls or read your word in the four walls or fast? Like, are you able to do more than just that? What are you doing to go above and beyond to honor our God? How are you helping others outside of the four walls? Because remember, most of us that are in church every weekend, you know, we're coming there faithfully. We're refueling. We're getting energized and we're getting fueled up off the word. We're getting strengthened. But what are you doing with all of that once you leave the four walls? What are you doing after the weekend is over? What are you doing throughout the week that is helping impact the kingdom of God? Or are you just limited to four walls, which is sometimes for some people just once a week? Are you just a, I guess, limited Christian once a week, and that's when you attend service? Or are you doing everything that you can throughout the week? Because most of the time, most of it matters. It matters the most when you're outside of the four walls. Because remember, everyone that's in the four walls, most of the time, they know how, or I guess what you display. But what are you displaying outside of the four walls? What are you doing? And number three, having a good attitude. Having a good attitude even when things aren't going your way. Having a good attitude when you don't get the right answer that you want, or God doesn't give you what you want, or maybe he's telling you, you got to wait, you got to be patient. Do you still have a good attitude where you can still honor God? Can you still serve him even when things are bad? Can you still serve him when, you know, while you're waiting for whatever it may be? So treating God is special, putting him first, he's number one. Doing more than what's expected, going above and beyond the four walls, and having a good attitude, still being able to honor God even when things aren't going the way that you want it to. All right, so tying all of that in with honoring each other and honoring God, because know that when you do honor each other, when we honor each other, when we appreciate each other, treat each other as you're important, like you're special, go above and beyond, and having a good attitude, it does honor God, because he tells us to be kindly affectionate, honoring one another. So now let's go back to this crown of honor. So we know that Jesus wore the crown of thorns, and he paid that ultimate price for us. And like I said, it's still working today, even though it happened way back then. And with him paying that price, it gave us a chance, you know, to walk, you know, with him, to allow him to live in us, to allow us to wear a crown of honor. So although we may not have been born in royalty, but like I said, we serve the King of Kings, so that makes us royalty. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar nation. We're peculiar people, so that makes us royalty. So we are, you know, joint heirs. We are kings and queens. And so there are times when we need to adjust our crown. And when it comes to the natural crown, when we see pictures or see the queen and the princes and the king and the queen and the princes on TV, they have on their crowns, but they don't wear their crowns every day. They don't wear it every day. So every time we see Queen Elizabeth, she does not always have on a crown. So that's the natural crown. But when we have on our spiritual crown, our crown of honor, no, it's not physically seen, but we still have to make sure that our spiritual crown is, you know, adjusted correctly and that it's intact and that everything is, you know, on point, as they say. And so talking about this spiritual crown, this crown of honor, the only way that we can be sure that our crown is on correctly and, you know, it is displayed or people know that we do have on a crown of honor, there are certain things that must be shown or certain things that must be displayed. The only way people are going to know that we have on our crown of honor is by, you know, our actions, the words we say, the way we treat people. And we go to Galatians 5 and 22. These are ways, I mean, just these are simple things that can be pointed out whether someone has on a crown of honor or is wearing their crown of honor. But just simply by the fruit that we bear, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 and 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, temperance, all of that fruit. Just imagine having a crown on your head and, you know, how they have the jewels and the gems, the stones on the crown. Just think of each one of those stones being one of those fruit. You have your love, your joy, your peace, your long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance all shining on your crown. And that's, you know, that's, those are ways that people know that, okay, yes, she's royalty. She has on the crown of honor. She is displaying love. I see the joy that she has. She's so peaceful even in the midst of chaos. She's patient. She's meek. She doesn't get upset easily. How many Christians do you know get upset so quickly when something doesn't go their way? And I'm not saying we're going to have these fruit displaying at all times, but that's when we're able to know it needs to be adjusted, when our crown needs to be adjusted. Maybe we're not being so meek. Maybe we're not so patient, or maybe we're not temperate. Oh, but it's okay, because only you know you better than you. No one knows you better than you. So when you feel yourself not displaying this fruit, then just adjust your crown. It's okay. Our crown will need adjusting until we make it to the end, you know? We're not perfect. We're still in this flesh. So there are times that we're going to have to say, Lord, help me. I just need to adjust my crown. Adjust your crown. So we're not going to always have it on straight. But do not take your crown off. No matter how bad it may get, do not throw your crown off. Do not throw it down. Just adjust it. Whatever you have to do, do everything that you have to do to adjust it so that you can display an honorable life. You know, Jesus died on the cross with honor. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And so we have the same opportunity to wear this, you know, a crown of honor. And just remember, your character, everything that you say, that you do, the way you walk, the way you talk, is all on display. And it will determine if you're wearing a crown of honor. All right, so I want to go to another scripture. Let's go to John 15 and 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. And this is how we're able to not only have a crown of honor and wear the crown of honor, but also display the crown of honor. And this is really going to show if you are wearing a crown of honor or anybody. This is the only way that you're able to recognize for yourself, because, you know, you can only live for you. You can only control you. So this is the only way that you'll be able to know, like, look, if my crown needs to be adjusted, or, you know, do whatever you have to do to adjust the crown. But John 15, verses 1 through 11, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So let's stop right there. Wearing your crown of honor, you're going to be able to bear fruit. It's the only way that you can bear fruit, when you're wearing your crown of honor. I'm not saying that it has to be perfect, but as long as you are wearing your crown of honor, you're able to bear fruit. But it says, but if you're not bearing fruit, then he taketh away that branch. And every branch that bear fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We cannot do this on our own. That's why we got to put him first. We've got to abide in him, live in him, choose him first so that he'll be a part of us always, so that we're able to bear the fruit, because a branch does not just bear fruit by itself. If it's not connected to a vine, it cannot bear fruit. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot bear fruit if we don't have the crown of honor on. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We cannot do a single thing without the help of God. We cannot bear fruit without the help of God. If we're not connected to him, if we don't abide in him, if we don't put him first in our life so that he can dwell within us, then we cannot bear any fruit. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So if you don't want to wear your crown and you don't want to bear fruit, then you might as well just be burned, basically. You're no use. What can you do with a withered branch? No fruit can bear on a withered branch. There is no use for it. I don't know about you, but I want to be used by God. I don't want to just exist and do no work for him or make an impact on the kingdom of God. No, I want to wear my crown proudly, whether it's crooked or not, so that I can bear as much fruit as I can. And while I'm bearing fruit, I'm adjusting my crown so that I can do the best that I can and do all that God wants me to do. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. God gets the glory every time we bear much fruit. We become his disciples. The more we do, the more fruit we bear, the more we give him glory. Verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. So it goes on and on to talk about how we can display that love and display the honor, our crown of honor. Really quick, going to back away because it looks like we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring the caller on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you? This is
I'm
Sam
good.
From... All right. I'm enjoying your your sermon, if you want me to call it that. And I say that the art of positive thinking combined with God's blessings, I agree with you. I've got an opportunity more than one occasion to understand and enjoy the whole fruition of all that comes together and make things work. And at this time of what people are trying to deal with this coronavirus thing, I have a feeling that prayer and definitely the thought of believing that whatever God had intended for us by just remembering what he had put us on this earth for, that we will all be able to survive all of this. And I really am happy to hear somebody use something that I can relate to, like, you know, the art of positive thinking. They just don't know that can really bring you through so much. But, of course, it does have to be combined with, you know, using common sense and the other tools they suggest out there that you can use with all of this together. Because feeling despair does not help the whole situation at all. We know that. So I just wanted to let you know that I feel inspired, and I hope to hear more of what you say about bearing fruit, because I have a funny feeling all of this combined will get through this. And I just wanted to say God bless you and thank you very much.
I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. So, yes, bearing the fruit, even through chaos and through the turmoil of whatever may be going on. Like, we can't lose sight of who we are and whose we are. We can't panic with everyone else, but we still have a job to do. Like, everything may go on pause. Everything may stop. But time is still going to go on. God is still going to be God. He is who he is. He's not going to change. So we can't stop being who we are. But we must continue to bear our fruit. I like what he was saying, being positive in a time of chaos. Remember, peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Having peace doesn't mean that everything is always quiet or everything is calm, but it's being able to knowing, because you know who you are and who you belong to, you don't have to panic, you don't have to fear, but you can have an inner peace about yourself and about your surroundings. And because we don't want to go into a frantic mode, but we still got to bear the fruit of peace. We have to. That's part of our crown of honor. And so I want to tie all of this in together. So I've talked about the word honor, how we can honor each other, because that's what God tells us to do, and ultimately how we honor him, how we make him first, go above and beyond, and having a good attitude. And the only way that we can be an honorable person or wear that crown of honor, we have to abide in him. We have to know who he is, stay connected to him at all times, so that we're able to bear fruit. We're able to display what it means to be an honorable person while we're here on earth. Because ultimately, our ultimate goal is found in 2 Timothy 4 and 8. And it says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So we are working right now so that we can get that ultimate crown, the crown of righteousness, And the only way that we can get the crown of righteousness is we have to work while we're here on earth. Because when we die or when the end is here, it'll be too late. And so I urge everyone to go ahead and work towards that ultimate crown. Wear the crown of honor now. Get all the adjusting done that you need to do. Don't throw away the crown. Don't put it down, but adjust it. How do we adjust our crown? Go to God. We have to repent. Godfully sorrow about the things that we may have displayed that may have not been pleasing to him. So repent so that we can be forgiven. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to ask for forgiveness. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to reign with him. He wants us to earn that crown of righteousness. And if you are one who is listening tonight and feel like your crown needs to be adjusted, maybe you have done some things that you know that wasn't pleasing to yourself or even to God, and you want to just ask for forgiveness, you can do that tonight. God is always willing and able to forgive you. He is just to forgive you. He wants to forgive you. He wants you to repent to him. Come to him, all ye that are heavy laden, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. I know what you're carrying may be heavy, but exchange it. Lay it down at his feet and adjust your crown. Allow him to adjust your crown. So make this night your night so that you can adjust your crown of honor. And if you're ready to do so, I want you to pray with me tonight. Father, we thank you for who you are and all that you have done. We thank you for this moment to come to you to repent and ask of your forgiveness. God, we ask that you forgive for everything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may not have been pleasing in your sight. God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. God, we ask that you cleanse us and that you wash us, purge us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask that you look into our lives and remove everything that's not like you, everything that's not pleasing to you. God, allow us to connect to you so that we're able to bear the fruit and that we're able to produce, not even just bear, but produce the fruit that you would want us to. Help us to go above and beyond what you expect us to do. Oh God, we ask that you just continue to have your way in our lives. Those who need a deliverance, those who need to be saved, those who need to be healed, those who are listening under the sound of my voice who are in need, God, I ask that you do it in Jesus' name. And God, I pray for healing over the entire world. Those who are suffering, those who are sick from the virus, God, I pray that you send your healing power in the name of Jesus. God, with your stripes, your people are healed in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that even your people, your believers, those who are claiming salvation, God, we pray that you give us the strength, help us to find the peace that we need to endure these times. God, you told us to watch and pray that we'll be able to escape these things that will come upon the world. So, God, we're watching, and, God, we're praying to you that you will allow us to escape these things. God, we take you at your word because, God, we know that you're not a man that will lie. So, God, we come in before you even in this hour asking you to keep us covered under your blood, that you will continue to watch over us from day to day. God, we thank you. We bless your name just for being God. And we pray that you still even get the glory and the honor out of everything that is going on. Because, God, you deserve it all. Even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of chaos, you're still deserving of all the glory and all the honor. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, at this time, we're going to receive our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes, and real quickly, this is a part of Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you pray that prayer of salvation, you pray that prayer, I just want to let everyone know that here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we have been from day one a church without walls. And I know now it seems like there is no sanctuary you can go to, but this is a sanctuary right here at Purpose Kingdom Network where you can come here and you can hear a night of ministry. We hope that you are able to find a church sanctuary. If you can't find a church sanctuary, please join us here almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast. We know that these are changing times. These are times where things are a little different. But right here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we're going to remain the same. We're going to always broadcast almost each and every night we can broadcast. And we thank each and every one of you that are listening, whether you're listening via phone or you're listening via internet. We thank you so much. And don't forget to tell a friend, because right now this is a time of where we need to come together. And, you know, we thank you just so much. We appreciate your listenership, and we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you, the listener, standing there in the gap between the kingdom and earth. We thank you so much. And with that being said, I just want to go ahead on to the announcements. And if you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. You can send a prayer request, and we gladly honor that. And we thank you so much for this, your continued input here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. When you simply type in a host name or show name, you can hear their show in its entirety and at your convenience. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We're on LinkedIn and iTunes. We can hear any of our past and previous shows. We also would like you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. We greatly appreciate that if you share that with a friend. Well, God's will and God's blessing will be joining us tomorrow night at the 9 p.m. hour for A Word of Christ. And that's going to be hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow evening at the 9 o'clock p.m. hour with A Word of Christ and Sister Dominique Hudson. And we thank each and every one of you for listening. And like I said, whether you're listening, no matter where you're at in the world, online or via phone, we thank you so much. Air Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, we're going to turn the show back over to Minister Jackson.
Thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements. And so as I close, I want to take this moment to thank all of our online listeners for joining in for Purpose Kingdom Network with One Touch Transformation. Again, more information about the organization can be found on Facebook, or you can go to our website, which is www.onett.me. You can also follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at _onett. So again, thank you so much for joining in and listening. And I also want to thank all of those who have called in and who have listened. And again, more information can be found online at our website, www.onett.me. And I also want to throw this out there while we're closing. I know the whole entire world is suffering right now and going through this, the chaos with the virus. And here in the United States, a lot of states have already closed their schools. And so a lot of the kids are going to online studying. They're getting their lessons done and turning it in online. But with that being said, what I do as far as when it comes to the organization and sexual abuse, I want you to think about this for a moment. There was a post that was going around. It was saying just still be mindful and careful of, you know, or just aware of the kids who would rather be at school than at home because of abuse that may be taking place in the house. So a lot of times you have students who actually saw the schoolhouse as a safe haven for them because a lot of them may be experiencing abuse at home. And so all of you who can, I know some of you may be locked down or may have a curfew or whatever the case may be. If by chance you hear or see anything, please speak up and report it, because with such a time as this, that's the last thing that we want happening or even imagining what a child has to go through, being stuck at home with its abuser or with her abuser or with his abuser. And so my heart, you know, it goes out to, you know, all of the kids or, you know, the kids that may be dealing with that. And that's just something that we have to think about. And, you know, that's part of our mission, just, you know, again, educating the community, educating you all about what is happening, what is real life. But, yes, there are times when I have heard teachers say that the school is a safe haven for these kids who may be experiencing abuse in the home. So just be aware of that. If you see anything or hear anything, said please speak up. And also, let me go ahead and give out the sexual assault hotline for those of you who may need it or would like to share it with someone who may need it. You never know. But that number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. And even if you Google sexual assault hotline, if you don't want to call, you can participate through online chat. You can talk with someone through chat. If you're not someone who's not ready to physically speak up or vocally speak up, you can chat online. And, you know, so many things will probably go through a lot of people's mind while they're sitting home or being quarantined and locked down. So a lot of time is going to pass by. So if you are listening and maybe you are a survivor and while you're home, you might want to share or you feel the need to speak up or talk to someone, take advantage of the resources that are available online and while you have this time. So just wanted to throw those things out. So just like I said, be careful, be aware, be mindful of the things that are going on. So matter of fact, I just found the post and it says, please be very observant right now. If someone you know appears overly anxious about having to stay home, there may be a reason. Being stuck at home with an abuser is a nightmare. Check in on your family and friends. So I just want to leave that with you all since, you know, that's what the organization does when it comes to abuse. We are raising awareness. And I know there's a lot going on. I get it. There is a lot going on. But at the same time, we still have to be watchful. We have to be observant and still do our part. Of course, we're still being safe. We're still taking precautions with everything. But like at the same time, still be observant of your surroundings, of everything that's going on, especially the children, because we've got to save our children. We've got to save the ones who are being abused. So even if it takes you sharing a post or sharing about the resources that are available to, you know, maybe young men and young women who are still sitting home, they're on lockdown and, you know, they have these things that are going through their head. And another great resource for our male survivors is the organization 1 in 6, which is the number 1 in 6. And that website is 1in6.org. So the number 1in6.org. And remember, I talked about RAINN.org, RAINN.org. So please take all of these resources down so that you can share them with people who may need them. You might save someone's life. You never know. And especially at a time like this, everybody is, you know, anxious and it's just a lot going on. And on top of, you know, abuse and dealing with the past, it's just a lot. But I want to encourage every one of you who is listening that, you know, God is in control. We know that. Just believe that. And if you, you know, just ask God to give you that inner peace so you don't panic and go into panic mode, because we serve a king. The king is a part of us. And if he's our king, then we know that we are okay. We have no reason to fear, no reason to be afraid. Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What shall I fear? He's going to look out for his people. That's why he tells us to watch and pray so that we can escape these things that come up in the world. So hope you have a wonderful night. I pray that you have a peaceful night Pray God's blessings upon you. And remember, just be cautious of everything, surroundings and everything that's going on. And I will speak with you guys in another couple of weeks. And I hope that you enjoy or got something out of tonight's message. So remember, wear your crown of honor no matter what. Even if it means you adjusting it, do just that so that you're able to be a witness and be on display for God so that others will see the fruit that you're bearing, because we serve an honorable God. He's our king, so we are heirs of the king. We are his queens. We are his kings. So we want to make sure that we are showing that we're letting our light shine. We're displaying all the fruit that he wants us to. Well, that's it for tonight. Again, I'm your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation. I love you, and God loves you even more. Have a good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.